Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So today I'm going to Chicago, so I am doing a very quick teaching. I got to get out of here. But I want to go over this. I was reading it, and this blessed me. If you go to chapter 8 of Romans, it says, "There is therefore now not one judgment against them which are in Christ Jesus," or remaining within Christ Jesus. "For the law of the Spirit of life," and this is the spiritual law of life, "remaining within Christ, Christ Jesus hath freed me from the law of sin and the state of death." We've been freed from this stuff. There's therefore now not one condemnation against. You can't live your life beating yourself up. You're righteous the moment you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and you got to remember that and put that into your mind. If you jump over to Hebrews chapter 10, and this is verse 16. It says, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will give my laws," or put my laws, "into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." He's not remembering your sins and your iniquities, the violations of the law. There's a new law of faith, believing specifically in what you hear, and you got to put this stuff into your mind. God is so good, He's so big, and He's here for us. And we go back to Romans chapter 8, verse 3. "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness or similitude of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled or accomplished in us, who walk not in parallel motion with the old nature of the flesh, but after or in parallel motion with the new spiritual nature." We have a new spiritual nature. The carnal nature, it walks towards condemnation, towards corruption. The spiritual nature walks towards life. And it's not just living. And again, I'm not coming up with these words. These are specific in the Greek. It's not living. It's not being. It's living the life that God has for you. He's given us a new spiritual nature that walks towards the life that God has for you. You just got to choose that life in your mind. Do you walk in the carnal state, or do you walk in the spiritual state? Verse 4, "that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled on us, who walk not according or after the flesh or the old nature, but after or in parallel motion with the new spiritual nature." Verse 5, "for they that are after or in parallel motion with the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spiritual, the things of the spiritual. For to be carnally minded is the state of death, but to be spiritually minded is life," or results in life and peace. If you're not in a peaceful state in your life, you got to turn and change your mind and renew your mind to what God says about you. You got to put the word in your mind and in your heart. You got to think on these things. "Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God, and prayers of specific need, which are supplication with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God." If you're being anxious, think about God. Pray out loud to God. Prayers of personal need, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. "Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire." Stay focused on what's in front of you instead of the desire of something you want. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." These are the things you put into your mind. Acknowledging God when you have a decision to make. Acknowledging God when you want something, but maybe it's not right for you. Right now, there's a chick that I'm interested in. I'm asking God to open the door or to close the door immediately. I don't want to waste the time. I don't want to waste the emotional energy. I want God to show me right away. Should I continue pursuing this or not? You have to decide in your mind where you're going, what state of life you're living in. And what's beautiful is Christ died that you can be righteous in God's eyes. So no matter what you choose, you are still going to heaven. You still have eternal life by the blood of Christ, which is wonderful. He made the sacrifice in order to allow us to live this way. And thank God that God set it up that way. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for just everything that's going on with the businesses, with the gym. Very, very thankful that it's done, essentially, even though I want to put a little bit of some whipped cream and some cherries on top of it. I thank you again for just the moments of my life. I pray for a safe trip today, that this whole thing's a blessing, that you continually bless the relationship with this partner, that it continues and that they get the job done when it needs to get done. And again, anything I need to ask about that situation, you put on my heart. I also pray for the new employee, that you just bless that person, and that when they come in, that they're a blessing to our business and a blessing to the people around them, and that it's good for everybody. And I'm just very, very grateful for you and all the things that you do for us. I pray for your believers today, that you take care of them, and for our country. And I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.